Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on this Thursday morning. Brady Bowman with you. And we now have City of Manhattan building official Brad Clausen in the studio. And Brad, you brought some guests.
I did.
Let me turn you on, Brad. Or wait. There you go. Turn you up. There we go.
Ah, there we go.
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate having us on again. I brought a couple of our staff this morning, Darren Emery, who's our senior code officer, and Ryan Courtright, who's our senior plans examiner, since they have a lot of involvement in our day-to-day activities with all of our building construction projects that are going on around here.
And there's no shortage. Well, there hasn't been a shortage of building or construction in Manhattan for quite some time, but what's the latest?
Not much, yeah. Well, might let maybe Ryan start off and kind of go down some of the projects that we've either permitted recently or probably going to pretty soon.
Yeah, you bet. So in terms of single-family housing this year, we're down from where we were at in some previous years. We've permitted about 16 houses this year so far. Look for that to probably pick up as the year goes on. We've got some new subdivisions that'll come online and be some more lots available. On the commercial end of things, we've got a few pretty exciting projects that are under review right now. There's going to be a new Kia dealership that's going to be going in on Southport Drive where Aaron's Furniture currently is. Down kind of in that same area of town, we're reviewing plans for a new Ross store that's going in. That's right next to Academy Sports. Actually, same area of town. We've got a new medical office building that's going in the new part of Heritage Square in Heritage Square North. So that'll be getting going here pretty quick. Down in Aggieville, the old Dusty Bookshelf building, we should be issuing the permit to put that building back together. So that's an exciting improvement, and I'm sure a lot of people are ready for that to look a little nicer down on that corner. So,
and on that, is it same owners? Are they supposed to continue what they were trying to get to before the fire?
Yeah, sure. So basically, the permit that we're going to issue is just to put the building back together as a shell. There's no tenant plan for it yet. I think that's still kind of up in the air at this point. So, kind of moving on. So out at the corner of Scenic and Anderson, be a new shop quick going in. We're getting real close to issuing the permit for that. So that's basically what we got going on new building-wise that's kind of in the works. And actually, Darren could probably comment on some of the things that we've got that we've already permitted that are under construction. So,
sure would. Be glad to comment on that. Even though single-family housing permits are down a little bit, spring has sprung, and we have a number of large projects that are keeping our construction inspectors really busy. Out on the east side of town, Highway 24, near the Academy Sports, Raising Cane, Panera Bread, and Old Navy are all three under construction. The Raising Cane is actually nearing completion. Panera's is just getting started, and Old Navy is, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get a call in the next few weeks for a final on that one. Then out by the airport, Frontier Seed and Kansas Gas Services both have new buildings going in the Corporate Tech Park near the airport. And First Christian Church on the west side of town off of Colbert Hills Drive is building a church out there. I believe they're relocating their existing facility out west. And one that I bet everybody that's driven through town is familiar with, the large apartment complex down by Aggieville called 12B Lofts.
I've noticed that.
It's big. It grabs your attention. And they're well underway. They're making great progress. And from what I see on their site, they're advertising leasing for August 1. So that's the goal, to have it done by August 1.
And Brad, when it comes to that apartment building that Darren just mentioned, is that, when it comes to apartment buildings in the future, is that kind of what may be the norm that we're going to start seeing? Is that sort of size and scale?
Yeah, I mean, we permit everything from just two, three, four unit buildings up to, you know, bigger buildings like this. It seems like down in that part of town anyway, the trend has been for, you know, a developer to buy up 3, 4, 5, 6 lots in a row and demolish the houses and then come back with a pretty big apartment complex. But we've got some other projects going on that are maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but maybe in the 9 to 12 unit apartment range that are correct. Being built kind of in that general area that are a little less noticeable because they're not on the main drags, really. But so I think we'll continue to see some of that more infill kind of apartment building project come along. We did, and I think I maybe mentioned this last time I was on, we did finally complete the Lynx project, the big apartment complex out on Marlatt Avenue out there. I think they may have a little bit of landscaping yet that needs to get done, but really for all intents and purposes, the buildings are all occupied and completed out there.
And we're getting close to summer. It seems like when warm weather does decide to actually stay,
exactly,
we're just going to see all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. And on that note, one thing I did want to mention, we are getting busy. Our construction inspectors, we're getting calls every day. And I just like to let the contractors and maybe homeowners that are working on projects know that we're scheduling 2 and 3 and sometimes 4 days out now. So if they need an inspection, it'd be great for them to call as early as they can to get us on the books.
Well, very good. Again, Brady Bowman here with City Manhattan Building official Brad Clausen and friends. We'll just go with that.
There you go.
Darren Emery and Ryan Courtright. And we got maybe about a minute and a half left or so. Brad,
yeah, I thought maybe Darren could just quickly mention May is Building Safety Month. Is every year. It's National Building Safety Month, so Darren might say something about that.
Yeah, the International Code Council helps us sponsor May as Building Safety Month. The theme this year is Building Codes Save Lives. It's just an opportunity for us to raise the awareness of what building codes are all about. It's not just to get the building built legally, but also to keep it safe as it's being constructed, and for the homeowners, the occupants, long-term, keep that building as safe as possible for them.
And safety is key. That's why we have codes in the first place, really.
Exactly.
Right. And kind of a somewhat unrelated note, I guess. We got a couple seconds left here. As soon as, if we ever get a little rain, it's going to be time to mow again. So always like to remind folks to plan for that and keep things mowed.
Service your mower. Now's the time to probably service your mower
and
do all those sorts of things. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Jam-packed in focus today. If you missed any of it, a little later, you can go on newsradiokman.com. Click on demand, get all caught up. Thanks so much for listening. Tomorrow, Riley County Historical Museum folks will be in. Check it out.
Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game, and the Royals on the radio at 6:30.